WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Texas Sheiks offer new versions of old blues, western swing, and ragtime music. The group is led by Jeff Muldaur, who's been recording music like this since the 1960s, and features guitar work by Steve Bruton, who died of throat cancer in May 2009, and whose diagnosis was the inspiration for these recording sessions. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Strange things are happening like never before. My baby told me I would have to go. I can't be good no more, once like I did before. I can't be good, baby, honey, because the world's gone wrong. Feel bad this morning.
The World Has Gone Wrong in the Texas Sheiks version of a song made famous by the Mississippi Sheiks. The slicing swing of the guitars, fiddle, and Jeff Muldaur's sweet and sour vocal make the sentiments sound at once fatalistic and celebratory. Literally, fiddling while the world burns. The vinegar in Muldaur's voice gives lamentation a tang that doesn't let the listener off the hook for all the troubles being sung about. We each bear responsibility, as another song close behind that one asserts.
On my way all around the world, when I get back, I got diamonds and pearls all by myself. All by myself. Don't need nobody help me, gonna do it all by myself.
The jaunty rhythms of All By Myself, a Big Bill Brunzi song, are sung here by guitarist Johnny Nicholas. It has an irresistible swing that's pushed along by the barrel house piano and plucked acoustic guitar. Speaking of guitar, these recordings really showcase the late Steve Bruton's range. Bruton played behind Kris Kristofferson for almost 40 years, as well as recording with everyone from Bonnie Raitt to T-Bone Burnett. Whether he's playing high lonesome country guitar, mandolin, or some doom-laden steel guitar licks, Bruton performed with a taut muscularity. His presence informs the work of other musicians here, as can be heard in Johnny Nicholas's vocal on the Skip James song, Hard Time Killin' Floor. The other notable presence here is Jim Queskin, a guitarist and singer with whom Jeff Muldaur formed a jug band in the 1960s. Queskin made the most of the counterculture. He survived a minor scandal when Mel Lyman, an LSD-fueled cult leader, joined Queskin's jug band, and Jim became an enthusiastic convert for a while. At any rate, Queskin's voice has remained remarkably supple, full of wry humor, as can be heard on this song, Blues in the Bottle.
Blues in the bottle, blues in the bottle, stoppers in my hand, pretty mama. Blues in the bottle, stoppers in my hand. I'm looking for a woman
who's looking for a man.
Blues in the Bottle is a song credited to Prince Albert Hunt and his Texas Ramblers, though I, being a rock critic, heard it first on a Love and Spoonful album in the 60s. A lot of the music on the Texas Sheiks is pretty familiar. These are probably songs Steve Bruton knew by heart, as well as knowing their history. In the end, he may be, as that early song says, all by himself, as we each are in death. But the Texas Sheiks is superior to the usual tribute album, because the man being saluted can be heard playing the music he loved with an everlasting life.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed the new album from Jeff Moldauer and the Texas Sheiks. I just recorded an interview with Jeff Moldauer, during which he performed several songs. We'll hear that sometime soon on Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross.